Thanks for having me. It's nice to see you all. I know some of you I don't. So one of my interests is meditation. And I've been thinking and exploring for a while how to do this, how to do meditation, with mixed results. For instance, right now, I'd like to collect myself and do some meditation. And I feel there's something I should do. There's some sort of muscle I should pull or button I should push. But I'm not sure what it is exactly. And in Zen, some of you maybe have done meditation instruction at a Zen temple, Zen center. There's this moment sometimes in meditation instruction where it dawns on people that there's not really going to be any instruction. Here's how you enter the hall. Here's how you take your seat. Here's how you get down from your seat. Here's how you exit the hall. We sometimes offer some teaching, some practices like count your breath. But then it's almost as soon as we offer that instruction, count your breath, we say, yeah, but don't really count your breath. Is this familiar? This kind of slipperiness? Like, what's my technique here? What's the practice I'm supposed to be doing? So we ask around and it seems kind of vague on technique. And we look even to our own tradition and it seems there are some teachings like think not thinking, you know, which is maybe a technique. Wash your feet comes up as a technique. Avoid yams. There's something about Zen teaching that's kind of thin on technique. And I think that's deliberate. I think it's not an accident that we're sort of thin on technique, but is a function of what Zen stands for, the spirit of Zen. Sitting before the talk here, I was remembering Catherine Thanis giving a teaching when I was at Talsahara on the unfabricated practice, which I remember struck me because there seemed to be a lot of fabric involved. But of course, a practice that aims for and comes from unfabrication, non-fabrication, not making anything but just being and seeing what is. How could there be a technique for that?